Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody, from the St. Henry High School in St. Henry, Ohio. It's Fort Recovery and St. Henry High School varsity basketball. I'm Rob Weaver. And joining us alongside tonight, we have Jeff Vaughn. Jeff, welcome to the broadcast. Looking forward to a great game between these two teams. Usually is.
Yeah, usually is. You know, hopefully the Indians have some luck here in this gym. We haven't had a lot of success over the years, so we were talking on the way here. We've had one win in our career in this facility, and boys.
Is that right?
Yeah. Brian Patch beat them one time. That's the only victory that's ever been in this gym by Fort Recovery.
Let's go for number two tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
JV game was not a happy result. Fort Recovery losing 64-41. Why don't you run down our score?
Yeah, the Indians lost a rough night, hit a buzzsaw. They were led in scoring tonight by number four, Regan Martin. He had 9. Brian Benn, the 6'4 freshman, had 8.6 rebounds. Gavin Toby, 4.6 rebounds. Kobe Wendell, 3. Ryan Post, 3. Dylan Evers had 2. Derek Lochtefelt, 6. Ian Holman, 3. And number 33, Owen Shane, had 1 point. So the Indians fall today to a 7-2 St. Henry team coached by Mark Long. So 64-41. So hopefully this game is a lot better than the results from that one.
Well, we hope that's the case.
St. Henry looks like they're starting about 5 guards here.
We'll be back with the start of the game, folks, right after we pause for this.
Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, a good omen as Fort Recovery gets the tap to start the game, Jeff.
Yeah, it is. St. Henry in man-to-man as we speak. That's a turnover by Clay Schmidt.
Picked up by Devin Hillscamp of the Redskins. Fort Recovery on defense now. Pass inside, back outside. St. Henry works it around the perimeter. Over on the left side, there is Ryan Luttmer, who tries to pass in the middle. It's loose. Picked up by St. Henry. Back out top. Schlarman is the guy to watch out for.
Yeah, he's a player at both ends of the floor, too. He really gets after it.
Inside up and no good by Devin Hillscamp at Fort Recovery with the rebound. Here's PD. PD Judy's no good from the right side. Three-pointer rebound. Chased down by Judy. Over to Cade Wendell. That was a nice hustle play
right
there.
Yeah, it was. Very good play by PD there.
Right side, Ryan Braun with the basketball. I'm Rob Weaver along with Jeff Vaughn. Derek Manson is our studio producer tonight. Again, if you've tuned in for the girls' basketball game, Jay County and Bluffton, that's being heard on our AM station at 1440 or 105.3 FM for the Jay County girls' game with Bluffton tonight. We're at St. Henry here with Fort Recovery. There's Petey Judy hitting about a 15-footer to put the Indians out in front, 2-0, so you can't say we haven't led.
No, nice shot fake by Peyton. They bit on, and he hit a nice 10-footer.
Right side, St. Henry with the basketball on the wing. With it there is Ryan Luttmer. He'll give over here to Ryan Breening. Back on the left corner it goes over there in the corner, back out top again. Now to Zach Niekamp, fires and misses, and it rebounds off of Fort Recovery.
Missed opportunity there for the Indians. They had a chance to get the rebound, and unfortunately goes off Cade Wendell's hands, and we're going to have Parker Lank come in the ball game and replace Breening, or Luttmer.
Fort Recovery tonight against St. Henry. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. There's Swearman shooting a right side corner shot. No good from three land, but he got his own rebound somehow. How did he get in there?
Actually, that shot was taken by number four, Breening, there.
Okay, that's how he got in there. Fort Recovery ends up with the ball, though, on the rebound. So it's 2-0 Indians with the lead and with the basketball. Petey Judy on the light, left side to Cade Wendell. And there's a...
offensive foul on Clay Schmitz. I didn't see that.
Clay Schmitz gets called for the foul. His first, of course.
Indians showing a little pressure here.
Once again, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna would like to wish the Indians good luck in tonight's game with St. Henry. Dr. Banna's office is on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland and includes several Fort Recovery graduates, including Chrissy Hart and Lori Ten. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland, and getting loose was Zach Niekamp,
wow.
And he laid it in.
Wide open. Nice play there. Back door cut, and easy two for the Redskins. Make it 2-2.
St. Henry Fort Recovery tied up. Here's Braun going to the hole, and he lays it in, and he's fouled.
It's a big foul, too. They called on Tyler Schlarman. Good finish by Ryan Braun.
Ryan Braun goes to the hole and gets the basket. So he'll be at the free throw line. That foul was whistled on
Schlarman.
On Schlarman?
Yep.
So the free throw's good. It's 5-2. Ryan Braun gets the 3-point play the old fashioned way here in the first quarter, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Inside, it's up and no good by St. Henry. Missing the shot. Right underneath was Devin Hillscamp. Indians with the ball.
Coach Rosenbeck wanting a foul there, but to no avail.
Here's Petey down the lane. He scores. Peyton Judy puts it in. It's 7-2. Indians up with a 5-point lead here.
Nice start for Peyton.
Nice start for the Indians. That's what we like to see. St. Henry down low on the baseline. Breening with it. Back outside it goes. Over on the left. There's Zach Niekamp. Back out top to Slarman. Their gunner. He'll fire from three. No good. Short. Rebound. Cade Wendell.
Right now, St. Henry really cold, and that's good to our advantage here if we can get another score.
Cade on the left side to Ryan Braun. Braun dribbling to the right, back to the left. He'll stop, pop the shot. 10-footer is in and out.
Nice rebound by Cade.
And I'm going to say
out of bounds on Clay Schmitz.
Yeah, Clay Schmitz was standing on the line. Cade Wendell just heaved the ball over to him trying to save possession because Cade was going to the floor. And unfortunately, Clay was standing on the end line. So St. Henry's basketball. Indians still lead 7-2.
Parker Link belt loses it.
Almost used the official there
as a
screen. St. Henry with the ball. Out top to Parker Link. He'll fire us three-pointers. No good. Rebound. The big guy inside. He scores.
So that's Niekamp. Spencer, I believe. Spencer Niekamp. Caden. I'm sorry.
Caden is the biggest guy they got. He's 6'6", and he is a broad 6'6", as well.
Yes, he is. His dad's a big man.
7-4. St. Henry back to within three. There's Petey firing a shot. Floater in the lanes. No good. Rebound goes to St. Henry. Parker Link with the ball. He'll bring it down over on the left to Tyler Slarman. Slarman passes back out top to Ryan Luttmer. Luttmer looking. Yeah, back on the left, there's Niekamp firing a three-pointer. No good.
Rebound.
Rebound St. Henry. Back up and no good. And a foul on Fort Recovery as Ethan Tiemann drew the foul.
Nice hustle play there by Tiemann. And, just made the hustle play and got the offensive rebound and got fouled. That foul is going to be on Noah Leonard's, his first.
First quarter brought to you by Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, along with Versailles, Arcanum, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. That's Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget, they're open many nights until 8 o'clock during the week at Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. There's another one up and good. And that's 7-6 now.
So the St. Henry on a little bit of a run here.
Ethan Tiemann at the line there. Makes it 7-6. 2:53 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Recovery still with the lead. Our biggest lead was 7-2, a 5-point lead. Cade Wendell with the ball on the right side. He'll pass over on the left to Peyton Judy. Now goes to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke back out top. Around to Peyton Judy. Knappy with it. Back on the left side to Ryan Braun. Braun dribbling, stopping. Wants the shot. Can't find it. Into Judy in the lane, and he scores.
So Peyton's off to a hot start. Again, another bucket. He's got six of the nine for the Indians.
Well, I've been watching these St. Henry Fort Recovery games for about 40 years, Jeff, and this is one of the few times I think we have a height advantage on these guys.
No, I agree 100%. And there's no Leonard with the rebound. Got away with the push-off, but no call.
Parker Link missed the shot from three-point land. They're taking a lot of threes. Cade Wendell underneath.
Nice pass.
Leonard gets the pass from Cade Wendell, and he lays it in.
Great pass by Cade Wendell there to find Noah wide open on the block.
Cade drove into the middle of the lane, and Leonard snuck behind the defense and lays it in.
St. Henry's going to shoot a lot of threes. That's their game plan. Here goes another one.
Shots fired up and no good, and an out. Rebound comes to Leonard.
And it's good when they're not making them, but if they start making them, watch out. That's when they're usually dangerous.
Ethan Tiemann missed that one. Ryan Braun on the left. Cal Pharmacy is our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask them about their weekly prescription program, Cal Pharmacy, Fort Recovery. There's a foul on Fort Recovery. Who's that on?
That's on Peyton Judy. That's going to be his first, team's third.
So no big problem there yet. You hate to see your star pick up a foul in the first quarter, but hey, it happens.
Yeah, it does. Hopefully smart enough not to get his second one.
Hopefully not. Outside to Tyler Swarman. He's been quiet so far in the game. He's their leading scorer, averaging 17 points a game. Ryan Breening with it now. He'll pass to Niekamp. Caden Niekamp turns, looks, being guarded there by Leonards. Passes back on the left side to Tiemann. Now back to Swarman, drives in and off the glass and doesn't go. Rebound off of Ryan Braun. It should be. Oh, they're going to give it to
we'll
us.
We'll take it.
I think that went off Ryan Braun, but they're going to give it to Fort Recovery.
Yeah, they call that off of Niekamp, and we're going to have a timeout here by St. Henry. It's going to be a 30-second timeout.
Timeout on the court, so we'll be back in a moment here from St. Henry, Fort Recovery leading 11-6. We'll return right after we pause for this.
Just look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Seconds remaining here in the first quarter of play. Fort Recovery with a nice lead at 11-6 at the moment, and with the basketball. What's your evaluation so far this quarter?
Good start. Anytime you can come into St. Henry and have the lead, and we're doing some good things here. St. Henry, fortunately for us, has not made shots. So
Grant Konapke on the left. He'll pass on the wing to Petey. Back outside to Ryan Braun. Ryan looks for a teammate. Goes to Judy. He'll fire from the left wing, and he drills a three. Peyton Judy pours it in.
And he's got nine. So
14-6. And it's not like they didn't know he was the guy.
No, and they are kind of face guarding him a little bit, but I just don't think they have anybody that can guard him right now.
Tiemann with the basketball out top for St. Henry. Fort Recovery leading 14-6. Right side it goes. Here's the drive in.
Nice
layup
drive.
Is good.
And that's the end of the quarter. Makes it 14-8. Indians in the lead. So
Ryan Breening with the layup. Not a bad quarter.
No, it was.
We'll be back in a moment here from St. Henry High School. Fort Recovery 14. St. Henry with 8 points, a 6-point lead. We'll return.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Tyler Slarman just misses a close-in shot to start the quarter.
Made a great spin move on the Indians there.
Didn't go down.
No, it didn't. And that's been the story of the Redskins. Ryan Braun, no, he misses a rebound. Tyler Slarman.
Kind of a side saddle shot there for Ryan. Maybe not one of his best. Here's a Slarman on a shot. He gets it to go down. It's a two-pointer just inside the three-point line, and Slarman finally breaks the ice, getting his first basket of the game.
Yeah, that first quarter, the Indians shoot 66%, 6-9, and St. Henry was 21%.
21% yep. For the Redskins.
Three of 14.
Mostly threes.
0-6 from three.
Right side, Grant Konapke into Ryan Braun. Got it! Ryan Braun scoring.
Might have got fouled there, but no call. Makes it 16-10. Indians in the lead.
Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cal Pharmacy and Fort Recovery. We move on to the second quarter. K&L Tractor Sales and Services, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Another
team and outside shot. It's no good.
Another poor shot there for the Redskins.
Derek Jeudy's in the game now for the Indians. Here's Grant Konapke, top of the key. On the left side it goes. Derek Jeudy. There's Ryan Braun. Braun goes down the left side of the lane. He'll stop. Pass back out to Grant Konapke. Konapke.
Oh my goodness.
Ryan Braun ended up with the ball, and he's fouled on the play.
Wow, he about threw it off his ankles.
How did that happen?
I had no idea.
I think it might have deflected off the St. Henry kid and back to Ryan Braun.
Hey, look at these first quarter stats, and compliments to St. Henry Athletic Department here with these stat sheets per quarter. The Indians dominated. I mean, they out-rebounded St. Henry 9-4. And, you know, the only difference was the Indians had four turnovers, the St. Henry's none. But you look at these stats, Indians just obviously dominated the first quarter.
Ryan Braun misses the free throw. Second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. The second free throw is good.
That
gets us off that 16.
Point number six for Ryan. Again, that was a weird play how he ended up getting that ball back.
7-point lead. I think that equals our biggest lead. And Caden Niekamp is called for traveling. There goes Breening out of there, and coming into the game is Parker Link for St. Henry. St. Henry 6-2, by the way. Fort Recovery's 5-2. St. Henry lost to Fort Loramie and to Marion Local. Marion Local really spanked them.
Yeah, and then Marion turned around and lost to Shawnee, who St. Henry beat the week before. So
inside, it's up and good. Petey Judy with the assist and give the layup to Leonard.
Yeah, Niekamp fell down on a good pick and roll.
There's an outside shot, no good by St. Henry again. But they got their own rebound. There's Tyler Slarman on the left for the Redskins. Passing over here on the right side to Parker Link. Back to Slarman. Three-point shots. No good again.
Rebound Noah Leonard. So nice job by Noah on the boards there.
Noah gives it to Peyton Jeudy, and Jeudy will bring it down. Across the timeline. Right corner goes to Derek Jeudy, to Ryan Braun. Back outside to Peyton Jeudy. Mike Bayshore setting up the play here with 5:11 to go in the second quarter. Again on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. For New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. That's what you need, a New Holland tractor.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having a small one, but...
Here's Jeudy, three-pointer. Oh, doesn't go. Rebound out of bounds. Who's going to get it? Fort Recovery.
Oh, gave it to the Indians. So I don't think the shot we wanted there, but Petey was about 10 feet behind the three-point line, but worked out that we got the possession back here.
See the Artsway portable grinder mixers available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Shot underneath by Derek Judy's no good. Rebound St. Henry. Down come the Redskins. Ryan Luttmer with the ball. He'll hand off to Tyler Slarman. Slarman will stop. Feeds at the free throw line. Jumpers up and no good. Rebound. Derek Judy as Devin Hillscamp missed that shot for St. Henry. There's a collision.
Offensive.
Yeah. Going to call a foul on Derek Judy.
I think Derek was kind of out of control there. Both officials were looking at each other, and I think it probably was.
Coach Bayshore arguing his case, but you know who's going to win that.
Yeah.
4:28 to go here in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Rob Weaver here along with Jeff Vaughn from St. Henry tonight. The Indians are in the lead. 19-10, our biggest lead of the game. Tyler Swarman right side over on the left. It goes to Ryan Luttmer back out top to Parker Link. Here's a drive inside and didn't get it to go.
Man,
rebound
they just cannot
for recovery.
Get a bucket to fall, can they?
Devin Hillscamp missed that one. The Redskins are shooting horribly here at their home court.
Man, they are. They cannot get a bucket to fall.
Cade Wendell gives over to Noah Leonards. Back out top to Ryan Braun. Right side to Derek Judy. Judy dribbling. Free throw line on the left to Peyton Judy. Three-point shot does not go. Rebound comes to Noah Leonards.
Long rebound off the three.
Judy drives in, fires and misses.
Nope.
We're going to say he's fouled in the act of shooting.
That could be on Slarman. Nope. Number 10.
So we got timeout on the court here, so we'll be back in a moment after we pause.
Full timeout.
We'll pause for this message from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Christmas season has come and gone so quickly, and in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. Nature's Green Nursery can design and install your outdoor landscape lighting to give your property a special look and feel. And Nature's Green also offers very high-quality outdoor furniture and dining sets. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
I think the coach was a little upset there.
Yeah, he did. I took my earpiece off because I wanted to hear him, and I understand exactly what he's saying. He told him it's unacceptable, and they better got 3 minutes to decide to play, or they're going to be down 15. So not very happy with his bunch.
So there's a shot from the left side by Grant Kanapke. No good. Rebound, Noah Leonards. Oh, no good. And the rebound, Tyler Slarman for St. Henry. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Indians up for 19-10 here. There's Caden Niekamp on the left, backing in against Noah Leonards. Noah
Leonards. Number two on Noah.
Yep. And he, Caden Niekamp, will be at the free throw line for two shots. Caden, a big guy at 6'6", and boy, he's a broad body, too. That's no good.
Yeah, and he's been a kid that has had a lot of injuries in his career. Last year, he hardly got to play at all just because of a foot injury that bothered him all year.
For Fort Recovery, coming back in the lineup is Clay Smith. Here's the free throw. No good again. Rebound, Fort Recovery, Clay Smith. Over to Cade Wendell. Cade brings it across the timeline. Number 14 on his uniform at the free throw line. Back outside to Grant Kanapke. Here's Judy.
Oh,
fouled
my
on
goodness.
A three-point shot. Judy fouled on a three-point shot. Fouled by Ryan Breening.
And as a coach, you got to be upset because that was actually a bad shot right there by Peyton. And they bailed him out, and Peyton's shooting three.
First one is up, and it is no good.
Indians up nine.
So far, a great first half for Fort Recovery. They use a little more offense. This is good. Got one of two.
Have a 10-point lead. 20-10. Peyton has 10 himself.
This one's up there, and it is no good.
So we miss off an opportunity there.
We're on both FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW-FM tonight. If you've tuned in for the girls' game, Jay County and Bluffton, that's on our AM station at 1440.
Nice play, and there's a foul by Link in frustration. So
Parker Link just threw it away. And
tell you, right now, everything, all momentum is in the Indians' favor here. They got a chance right here to kind of put a dagger in them in this half.
That's what needs to happen.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're going to win this game, you need to put it to them right now. Ryan Braun, free throw line, passing over here to Grant Kanapke. There's Peyton Judy, goes down the lane, shoots
nice
it off.
Find and Ryan
no
foul.
Good by Ryan Braun, but he draws the foul, as you say.
Wow. Nice find there by Peyton.
Ryan Braun at the free throw line. Ryan with a total of 6 points this evening, and this one's good. Ryan, a nice kid.
Yeah, he is.
Eyes the basket, puts it up, and it is good.
So Ryan's got 7.
22-10. Indians by 12 points. Can you believe it?
Wow, that was just a total out-of-control shot by Parker Link there, and Indians the other way.
And there's Peyton Judy down the lane, and he scores.
Wow. A little Euro step, and right now Peyton's outscored St. Henry himself, and there's about another trap, and Parker Link goes down with a shoulder injury. Nice move by the big boy there. And the ref called a foul on Clay Schmitz, I believe.
Well, that was a cheap foul.
And that's Clay's second. So that was a nice jump hook there by the big guy.
Caden Niekamp will go to the free throw line for the St. Henry Redskins. Fort Recovery leading 24-12. Here comes Derek Judy back in the game for the Indians. Niekamp puts the free throw up, and he missed it again. He's 0-for-3 at the line. Ryan Braun at least 0-for-3. Ryan Braun over to Petey. Judy on the left to Grant Kanapke, in the middle to Ryan Braun. Right side, there's Clay Smiths. Back outside to Braun on the left, Cade Wendell. There's Grant Kanapke on a three.
Wow, that's
that
nice
goes
to
down.
See. Grant's first shot attempt, a three, and it goes down.
Grant Kanapke on a three. Here's a shot from the left side by Tyler Starman, and he gets a three.
And we got another timeout, so Coach Rosenbeck using his third timeout here. 27-15, Indians, 32nd timeout.
Indians on top by 12. We'll be back in a moment.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
What a game. The Indians of Fort Recovery leading St. Henry 27-15. And I'll tell you, there's been very few times over the years where we've had that kind of a lead on the St. Henry team here at St. Henry.
Yeah, I agree. I don't ever remember something like this.
In the first half, that's the scary thing. We've got to keep it up.
Showing a little pressure here. You're going to see how well we handle it.
Ryan Braun to Cade Wendell, right side to Derek Judy, back out to Peyton Judy. On the left to Cade Wendell. Wendell tries to drive, stops, back out to Ryan Braun. Timeout is called for Fort Recovery. Timeout Indians here at the St. Henry High School. We'll be back in a moment after we pause for this word from Wayne Street Market.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hey,
Peyton Beauty will toss it in. He's standing right in front of us, right in front of the St. Henry bench, over to Cade Wendell. Wendell, the backcourt across the timeline. Stutter dribble, stops, passes back out to Judy.
That's well, 1-3-1 defense here by St. Henry.
Cade Wendell almost has it knocked away, got it back, in trouble. Wow. Over to Derek Judy. Derek will stop, passes over to Ryan Braun, back. Oh, that was almost stolen. There's a foul called on St. Henry on Breening.
1-1 now. That's Breening's third foul, actually. Wow.
He will have to come out of there, and P.D. Judy at the free throw line for Fort Recovery. Come on, Peyton.
Clayton Pearson's going to be checking in here for Peyton Judy. 50.3 seconds to go, 27-15.
Indians on top by 12, and now 13 as Peyton Judy hits the free throw.
And he has, I believe, 13 himself now.
And this one's up, and it is good again. Got them both. What a game for the Indians, I tell you. They are playing great. 29-15, that's our biggest lead of the game, Jeff.
Yeah, it is.
Out top, three-pointer, no good again. Rebound,
it should go for one right here, and we about throw it away. We got 34 seconds to go with a chance to be up 17, and we turn it over.
Tyler Slarman will get an easy layup.
That's huge, right? I mean, that was a chance right there to go up 15, possibly, and we turn it over.
Makes it a 12-point game, 29-17. Slarman stole it away from Cade Wendell. Over on the left side, there's Ryan Braun passing to Grant Kanapke. Clayton Pearson's also in the game now for the Indians. Just came in a moment ago. Here's Ryan Braun, no good. Last second shot. But the Indians still lead comfortably here at halftime, 29-17.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, St. Henry, I mean, to be honest, should be happy. I mean, it could be worse. We missed couple turnovers there, and we had chance on some free throws that we missed, but you know, fortunately for the Indians, we played well. St. Henry shot cold, so hopefully that continues.
Well, we both know St. Henry well enough that
right,
second half to go yet.
And you know, in this place, anything can happen too, so I know exactly what you're saying. Hopefully, you know, like I said, the Indians continue to play well, and St. Henry's shooting continues to be cold.
Well, we'll have some stats for you in a moment here right after we pause for this break. Don't go away, fans. Fort Recovery 29, St. Henry 17. Can you believe it? We'll be back in a moment.
Just look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back back at St. Henry, I'm Rob Weaver, along with Jeff Vaughn, our studio producer, Derek Manson, back at the radio station at WPGW, and Neil Spencer for PortRecoveryRadio.com. We welcome all of you listening in tonight, no matter whether you're on the internet or on the radio. And we do remind you, Jay County fans, that if you've tuned in for the Jay County girls game tonight, that's being heard at our AM station, 1440 on your AM dial, and 105.3 FM for the Jay County and Bluffton girls game. Over to Jeff Vaughn now. Look at some of the halftime stats. The Indians on top by 12.
Yeah, the Indians played a really, really good half. One thing that really sticks out here, they shot 52% from the floor, 10 of 19, 2 of 6 for 33% beyond the arc, and 7 of 10 from the foul line. Now, on the other hand, you look at St. Henry, they are 25% from two-point range, 7 of 27, and 1 of 11 for 9% from three-point range, and 2 of 4 from the free throw line for 40. So, you know, the Indians really came out here hot, and they continued. They're led in scoring by Peyton Judy. He's got 14. Ryan Braun has 8. Noah Leonard came off the bench with some good minutes and had 7 rebounds in the first half and 4 points. Grant Konecki with 3 points. And that's the scoring for the Indians. For the St. Henry Redskins, they're led in scoring by Tyler Schlarman, who got off to a really bad start. 3 of 8 for 7 points. Caden Niekamp came off the bench. He has 4 points. Ethan Tiemann, 2. Ryan Breening, 2. And he's got 3 fouls as well. No, I'm sorry. Luttmer has 3 fouls, possibly. Zach Niekamp has 2 points. And that's the scoring for the Redskins. Another thing that really sticks out here, Rob, is the Indians out-rebounded St. Henry 21-10. And that's a huge margin, especially here. And like you said, this is the first time we've actually probably had a height advantage on St. Henry. The only battle that really St. Henry's winning is the turnover margin. Indians had 6. St. Henry had 2. So here at halftime, Indians lead 29-17, led by Peyton Judy with 14 points.
Wow, amazing. I want to remind you, fans, tomorrow night is Hall of Fame night when they're going to induct two pretty nice players into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame, Christy Reisner-Diller and Greg Collig. So that'll be nice honors for them tomorrow night.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, both well-deserving. Anybody, you know, I was fortunate enough to be around Greg for a year, and you want to talk about a competitor, right there is a competitor. So I'm glad for him. He very well-deserved.
Christy was a star in track and cross country. That's where she made her fame, and including some state appearances. And of course, Greg Collig played 3 sports: football, basketball, and baseball. And perhaps best known for his basketball prowess, where he still has the school record for career points.
Yeah, I agree. But you know, Greg played football in the day and time when Indians weren't real strong. And I mean, if he was playing behind some of the offensive linemen Caleb Martin had, there's a very good chance he could be playing on Sunday somewhere. I think he was that good. You know, basketball-wise, went on, had a great career at Findlay. I think he might be their all-time leading scorer. I'm not sure, is he?
I do not have that information, I don't believe, here, but he did have the second highest score in a Findlay game.
Maybe 50, that's what it is.
55 points. And he still holds the career record for Fort Recovery scoring, 1,727. And it's going to be a long time before that's going to be broken.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I've just never been around a kid that's so competitive. I'd watch him twist his ankles in practice, and he would not sit out. It was something to see. And, you know, as a coach, that's the kind of kid you want leading your team. And so congrats to him. Like Christy, I wasn't real familiar with her. That was kind of the time when I was probably at college and probably had better things to do at that point.
As far as Greg, you mentioned Greg Collig's football prowess. He still has several records, including the most passing yards in a single game, 479. The most touchdown passes in a single game, 6 touchdown passes. The most completions in a single game, 31. as well as season records for passing, 2,804 yards in passing for a season, 196 completions in a single season, and 23 touchdown passes in a single season.
And I'm saying that's back when we weren't as strong as we are now in football number-wise. Like I said, I think he could have been a D1 quarterback if he was in the right situation at the time. And just like I said, he's such a competitive kid, and that's why he's been successful.
So anyway, come out tomorrow night, folks, you Fort Recovery fans, and see these two inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame between the junior varsity and the varsity game tomorrow night. Greg Collig and also Christy Reisner-Diller. Congratulations to those two. They join an elite few who have been inducted into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame. We'll return here at the St. Henry High School in a moment. It's 29-17, the Redskins behind Fort Recovery, leading by 12. We'll return right after this.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
The Christmas season has come and gone so quickly, and in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers, to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature, or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
We move along as the second half starts here, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor.
That's a foul on Tyler Schwarman. About had a steal, but ran into Ryan Braun for his second foul.
Yeah. Third quarter scoreboard sponsor, by the way, is Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, reminding you to enjoy Cooper Farms turkey. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, and also they have their processing plant over here in St. Henry. Fort Recovery with the ball, leading by 12. Believe it or not, if you just tuned in, the Indians are on top by 12 here to start the third quarter.
There's a three on the way, no good. Rebound by Ryan Breening.
Peyton Judy misses the three. Breening on the right side it goes. St. Henry with the ball. Schwarman with it. He'll spin. Lost it. Stolen by Fort Recovery. Picked up there by the Indians. It was Clay Smits coming up with the ball. Right side to Ryan Braun, top of the key between the circles. Guarded by Schwarman on the right to Cade Wendell. Wendell looks down low for Peyton, can't find him. Now there it goes to Smits at the free throw line on the left to Ryan Braun. Back outside to Petey. Now over to Cade Wendell. Wendell bounce pass to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke dribbling, stopping, back outside to Ryan Braun, back to Kanapke. Back to Braun.
Indians showing some nice patience here.
Cade Wendell with it out front. Indians eating the clock here. On the left to Smits. He'll feed over to Peyton Judy. Back to Smits along the baseline. He'll turn. He'll stop. He'll put it up. And he got it.
So Clay Smits gets on the scoreboard. He's got two.
And
nice,
remember,
turnaround.
Clay is only a freshman.
And he's still getting back to where in playing shape from his mono, too.
31-17, and the Indians are up by 14. There's a foul called on.
That's going to be Clay's third. Actually, Clay Schmidt's third foul.
I think that was on Pearson.
That's
no, you're right.
12.
It was on Clay.
Yeah.
was on Clay Smith's.
I imagine Derek Jeudy might be getting off the bench here in a second.
There's Schlarman on the left side, three-point shot.
Wow.
He got it.
Ryan Braun right there in his face, and Schlarman buries it right in his face.
He did indeed.
31-20, Indians in the lead. Indians need a score here this possession.
For recovery, right side it goes to Grant Kanapke, out to Ryan Braun on the left side to Cade Wendell. Wendell drives baseline, stops. He pops the shot. It's knocked out of bounds by Schlarman. And St. Henry sends some reserves in.
Ethan Thiemann and Parker Lang's going to replace Burning and Luttmer.
Cade Wendell will toss it in along the baseline for the Indians into Grant Kanapke. Back outside to Peyton Jeudy. Jeudy dribbles to the lane, and they'll have it
knocked
stripped
loose.
Away, and there's a foul called on St. Henry's. That's whistled there on Devin Hillskamp.
So Hillskamp kind of getting up in Peyton Jeudy, but he can't stay with him on the dribble, and Peyton getting by him and getting the calls when he gets past him. So
free throw line for Peyton. He puts it up, and it is good.
So Peyton's got 15. Indians lead 32-20.
He will have one more here.
I believe 12 has been our largest lead of the night. Maybe now make it 13.
Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. St. Henry with the ball, trailing 33-20. Inside move, it's up and no good, but a foul's on Peyton Jeudy.
Yep, it was. Peyton questioned it, but it was. You know, that Peyton's a really good player, but that's one part of his game I really think he can make some improvement. He's athletic enough that I know he can do it. It's one of those mindset things.
Zach Niekamp made the move and drew the foul. He'll be at the line, and the first one's no good.
So it's St. Henry struggling from the foul line tonight.
They're struggling from everywhere.
Yeah, they are. I mean,
so far.
Yeah, they have been.
So far, this one's up, and it is no good again.
Rebound by Thiemann.
Thiemann snuck in there and got the rebound. There's Schlarman on a three. He missed it. Rebound chased down by Grant Kanapke. Gives over to Ryan Braun, now Cade Wendell. Cade down across the timeline. Man-for-man defense, it looks like here.
Yeah, they went back to man, and there's a steal by Tyler Schlarman.
Schlarman comes down.
And Cade Wendell's going to get called for a foul.
Yep.
Kind of a frustration there. He turned it over and kind of reached in on Schlarman.
Again, this is WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery basketball tonight. Schlarman misses the free throw.
And we got two subs coming in, Cade Niekamp and Noah Leonard for Fort Recovery. And Clay Schmitz and Zach Niekamp are going to take a seat. Schlarman missed the first free throw, so again, their free throw woes continue.
This one's up and good.
Schlarman now has 10. 11 for the St. Henry Redskins.
Kind of a quiet 11.
Yeah, it is. You know, he got a lot of shot attempts in, too.
He's averaging 17 a game. Right side to Peyton, or to Grant Kanapke. Inside now to Noah Leonard. Back outside to Grant Kanapke. Who did Noah come in for?
He came in for Clay Schmitz.
Noah gets called for stepping on the end line.
On the end line, I believe.
Yeah, he tried to dribble around Cade Niekamp and stepped on the end line.
Bayshore's wanting a body foul, and the ref tells him to get back in his coaching box.
Parker Link brings it up against Cade Wendell for St. Henry into Niekamp, right side to Tyler Schlarman. Schlarman fires a three, and he got it. No, it's only a two.
Two-pointer. He's starting to catch a little bit of a...
That cuts the lead down to 10 now, 33-23.
Indians need to respond here.
Cade Wendell with the ball. On the left side it goes to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke's only taken one shot tonight. Passing back out here to Cade Wendell, and timeout.
Timeout.
Timeout Indians. It's Fort Recovery 33.
Gonna be a full timeout.
Fort Recovery 33 and the Redskins of St. Henry 23. Yeah,
guess we're looking at a 30-second timeout.
Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at St. Henry, folks, it'll be Fort Recovery putting the ball in play here. Peyton Judy will toss it in right in front of us. What a fine player he is.
Yeah, he is. He's having a good junior campaign here.
Noah Leonards gets the pass back to Peyton. Now here's Cade Wendell out between the circles, almost to the center circle, stops, looks for a teammate, gives it over to Ryan Braun. Indians' flow has gone a little bit stale here.
Yeah, I agree. We do look a little stagnant on offense, not moving near as well as we were first half.
Brian Braun on the left.
I guess part of that could be St. Henry's defense.
Nice shot by Cade Wendell, but it wouldn't go. He had a nice, clean 12-footer in the lane. Did not go down. St. Henry with the rebound. Tyler Swarman out front on the left to Tiemann. Right around the horn, there's a three-point shot from the right side. No good by Ryan Luttmer.
Another three.
Tiemann has it, three-point shot. No good again. Wow. They just cannot hit anything.
And they let it fly. My goodness. I'd have loved to play on a team like that.
Peyton Judy on the left side. It goes to Ryan Braun. There's Cade Wendell. You didn't, huh?
No. Well, we shot a lot of threes, but coach every once in a while is going to get little peed off at you.
Going to call Tyler or Noah Leonards for a foul.
Noah's third, and that's going to bring Trevor Vaughn into the game at first time tonight.
Noah Leonards will sit down. He's had a nice year.
Yeah. Noah's done some good things. He's gotten better, definitely, and he just plays pretty strong. So
Trevor Vaughn will get his first appearance in the game here in the third quarter. 2:45 to go in the Cooper Farm scoreboard. 33-23 Indians. Oh, tipped away by Grant Canapke. It's loose, but picked up by St. Henry. Finally grabbing the ball there was Ryan Luttmer. Now's into Caden Niekamp. He'll have a nice pass. Now on the left side, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Henry, to Ryan Luttmer. Into Caden Niekamp. He lays it in, and he's fouled. Caden Niekamp gets the basket inside, and he's fouled. He'll be at the line.
Fouled by Peyton Judy, and that's going to be Peyton's third. So
this will cut the lead down to 8 and maybe 7.
Closest it's been in a long, long time.
Third quarter's not been good for Fort Recovery.
No, it hasn't.
Caden Niekamp at the line. He'll put it up there, and it is good. He finally gets one to go down, and it makes it a 7-point game, 33-26. Fort Recovery needs to score here. Cade Wendell across the timeline. Right side it goes. There's Grant Canapke. Almost
double teamed, and he about throws it away. And
last touch by St. Henry. I think it was Zach Niekamp getting his hand on the ball.
Hey, Clark, take it away. Take it away.
So here comes the inbounds pass from Ryan Braun. Braun looking for a teammate, goes to Trevor Vaughn. Ryan Braun to Trevor Vaughn. Cade Wendell with it now. Cade outside. Still dribbling the ball. Gives
pretty
it over here to Trevor Vaughn.
Count.
Vaughn out top of the key. Right side to Cade Wendell. Wendell tries to go off the screen. Set by Vaughn. Back out to Trevor. Trevor back out to Ryan Braun. Braun dribbling to the left. He'll stop. Feeds to Grant Canapke. Now right side to Peyton Judy. Indians just can't get a shot. Judy will drive to the hole.
That's offensive, and that's his fourth foul. Wow.
Peyton Judy called for a charge. His fourth foul, and he goes to the bench. Not a good quarter. We're down. Leading, but the lead is down to 7 points.
Right now we're being outscored 19-4, I believe.
Wow.
No, not that far. My bad. I can't count. 9-4.
9-4.
I say 19-4 would be a...
That'd be a disaster. Here's Swarman.
Oh, my goodness. Norman's starting to heat up. He's got 13, makes it 33-29.
And we've got ourselves a game now, a four-point game. Fort Recovery still leads, but only by four, 33-29. Trevor Vaughn to Cade Wendell. Indians' offense has gone away.
It's gotten real stagnant.
Brian Braun on the left. We're just not getting any kind of looks. Braun goes to the right, feeds to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke dribbling.
We're doing a lot of dribbling east and west here, and that's not usually a good thing. We got to get to the rack.
Cade Wendell with the ball.
There
now
you go.
He goes to the hole. He'll stop.
Oh.
Puts it up and missed it. Rebound, Cade Niekamp. Cade Niekamp with the rebound.
Yeah, I like it, what Cade did there. And got 30 seconds to go here. Indians up 33-29.
Well, Recovery might take the last, or I should say St. Henry might take the last shot here. Let's see. Here's Slarman with it. He'll fire it up.
Step back.
No good. Rebound, St. Henry. No good again. Rebound, Niekamp. He scores. Caden Niekamp puts it in. It's a two-point game, 33-31. Here's Cade Wendell, and he threw it away.
Out of bounds, bro. St. Henry with a chance to take the lead or tie right here.
3 seconds left in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Don't forget, Cooper Farms would like to be your grain marketing partner. Sell your corn direct to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. There's a shot at the horn. No good.
Oh, wow. That got an offensive putback.
Three-point floater is no good, and the St. Henry Redskins have come back here and have outscored Fort Recovery dramatically in the third quarter to only trail by two. It's Fort Recovery 33, St. Henry 31, and Peyton Judy, our star shooter, has four fouls in the game. Thanks again to Cooper Farms for being our, once again, third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Different game.
Yeah, it definitely is. A little tide of the turn of the tide right there. Indians outscored 14-4 in that quarter. St. Henry's still shooting poorly. I mean, they're shooting 30% from two, 15% from three, and 40% from the foul line. Indians still shooting 47% and 28 from three-point range. So key right now, Indians have 11 turnovers to St. Henry's 3. So St. Henry's picked up the pressure a little bit.
I think if you would look at the shot total in that third quarter, there'd be a big advantage for St. Henry.
I agree, and there's a three ball up. Buddy chases his rebound down. So
Zach Niekamp missed that. Here's Parker Link on an open three. No good. Rebound, Grant Kanapke. Way to go, Grant.
Good board by Grant Kanapke there.
There's a kid we need to pick up the pace.
Yeah,
Grant
he hasn't
Kanapke.
Even really looked to shoot the ball too much either.
He shot one time, Grant Kanapke.
And it was nothing but net, so.
Outside shot, it's up. No good, kind of a flat shot there by Fort Recovery's Clay Smith. Rebound, Ryan Braun, we finally get a rebound.
Yeah, Ryan Braun with the offensive putback. Good job by Bronny. Indians up four, 35-31, 7:12 to go.
Fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor is Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. And Cade Niekamp, there he goes again.
And that's going to be a foul on Clay Smith, and that's going to be Clay's fourth, I believe.
That makes it a two-point game as Cade Niekamp, a big 6'6 kid. He has a total now.
He's got nine. He's got nine. Chance to make it 10. Done a nice job off the bench. He's a wide body.
He is a wide body.
His dad actually played for the University of Miami of Ohio.
Up and no good on the free throw. Rebound comes to Derek Judy.
Good thing he can't shoot free throws, though. He's really struggling tonight from the line.
He's missed several. Derek Judy with the ball off the screen. Now there's Ryan Braun with it. He'll pass to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell on the right. Back out top it goes to Clay Smith. Down low to Ryan
That's
Braun.
That's going to be a foul.
All right. Ryan Braun drew the foul. He'll be at the line for two shots. Way to go.
Calling that on the floor. Wow.
You have got to be kidding.
That is a poor call right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Ryan was in the act of shooting, no doubt there.
Inbounds lob to Clay Smith. Puts it up. Oh, no good, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line as Caden Niekamp is called for the foul, which is only his first. We're in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery leads 35-33, trying to hang on here after a huge lead at halftime. What was the halftime score again?
It was 29-17.
Clay Smith misses the free throw. Again, Clay is only a freshman. He's going to be quite a player.
Yeah, he's going to have a nice career yet, that's for sure.
Puts it up and no good again.
So Indians can't cash in there. Still a one possession game.
And St. Henry with the ball, a chance to tie or go ahead.
And I don't think they ever have led in this game, have they?
I don't believe so. Here's
and
a shot by Tyler Swarman. Hits a three on the left, and that puts St. Henry ahead 36-35 the first time tonight. St. Henry leading 36-35.
Now the question is how long they're going to let Peyton sit on the bench there, you know?
Ryan Braun out to Cade Wendell.
Turned
Cade
over.
Cade has a collision. Ball's loose, and a jump ball is going to be called. Who's going to get it?
Should be an Indian ball.
I know. Noah Leonard comes in, and Clay Smith will leave. Here he comes. Here comes Peyton Judy back in the game.
Actually, Ryan Braun just made that substitution. He just said, get Peyton back in the game.
And so Peyton Judy is back in the game. He gets the pass.
He got fouled.
No good. Rebound. Ryan Braun back up.
And he got fouled.
He got fouled. Ryan Braun really hustling his heart out there. Great play by Ryan to draw the foul.
Yeah, I know Ryan, and I guarantee you he can't stand St. Henry. He don't want to lose to them. So he definitely showing a lot of heart tonight.
Up and good. You know, for quality building materials and those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Ryan Braun, ties the game at 36-all. A chance to put us up, and it's no good. Off the back of the rim, and it's rebounded by St. Henry's Ryan Lutmer. Here comes Tyler Swarman over to Breening. Ryan Breening, who has four fouls himself. Down at the free throw line, back to Swarman. Swarman, three-point shot is good.
Wow, and he is heating up now. He's got 22 now.
Swarman puts the Redskins up by three, 39-36. Tyler has 22 points. Peyton Judy on the left. He'll behind the back dribble, stops, fall away shot.
Fair ball.
Good. Goes out of bounds, given to St. Henry.
Now, this is a time and point. Indians just got to slow down here, execute your offense. Coach Rosenbeck calling out another set here, and he knows the Skins got a second life here.
Well, these games this year for Fort Recovery have all been close, I tell you. Here's Tyler Swarman underneath. He passes off in the corner. Three-point shot's no good. Rebound, Grant Kanapke.
Nice job by Grant getting another rebound. We need Grant to look get a bucket here.
Ryan Lutmer missed that three a moment ago for St. Henry. Ryan Braun with it. He'll stop. Pass back out to Grant Kanapke. Right side to Judy. Tries to
turn over
to Noah Leonard, and it's stolen away by St. Henry. Nice job on the steal for the Redskins there by Zach Niekamp.
Oh, my goodness!
Tyler Swarman
from the volleyball line.
A 21-foot three-point shot.
Holy smoke.
Tyler Swarman, 21, 22 feet away, drills it from the top of the key to make it a six-point St. Henry lead, 42-36.
Wow.
Timeout. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
When and you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery with the ball after the timeout. Ryan Braun goes inside and scores.
So Ryan comes right back at him. That's good. Ryan's got 13, makes it 42-38. Right now, Indians look like they're going to face guard Schlarman. He is on fire right now.
You need to do something with him.
They double him, and they're Garrett Konecki with the drive.
Lay it up, and no good, but rebound. Cade Wendell, he scores.
Nice job by Cade. It makes it 42-40. So
Grant Konecki misses the layup, but Cade Wendell gets the rebound basket. Two-point game. Fort Recovery down by two. St. Henry with the ball. Schlarman with it. Boy, he's been a machine.
He is a competitor, and he's also getting his teammates involved, which is...
There's a three-pointer from the left
side.
It's good. Devin Hillscamp hits a three to make it 45-40 with 3:37 to go. Here's Peyton Judy. Up, no good. Rebound, Cade Wendell.
Nice job by Cade on the board. Loose ball on the deck, and it's going to be a foul on Cade Wendell.
Oh, man.
I hate that call. When Coach Bayshore's out in the middle of the floor and the ref is staring him down.
Hard to believe that call.
That was a bad call. I agree.
Well, we'll be marching to the other end here.
Coach Bayshore just got rung up. So, wow. I agree. It was a bad call, but you can tell the guy's got a little bit of an ego, and you got to just maintain there.
So Coach Bayshore gets a technical foul. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, that call was probably the game.
Yeah.
Both free throws are good by Parker Link, and now Tyler Schlarman hits a free throw.
So, yeah, makes it an 8-point game at 3:27.
Now 9.
Makes it 9. So, tell you what, St. Henry's the second half have been pretty impressive, as bad as they were the first half. And, like I said, the Indians have been out of sync offensively since halftime.
Very disappointing. What a great first half for Fort Recovery tonight. Here's St. Henry still with the ball. It's up and no good. Rebound. St. Henry back up and good.
Wow. They're just being tenacious right now. And
Zach Niekamp.
That's the difference.
Zach Niekamp with the rebound basket. Makes it 51-40. St. Henry by 11. Here's Cade Wendell to Peyton Judy. He'll put it up. No good. And he is fouled. They're going to give him two shots. 4 left to go, and Fort Recovery is really with their backs to the wall now.
Yeah, they are. Clayton Pearson is going to come in. I'm assuming replacing Petey Judy has 4. First free throw's up and good. He's got 17. 51-41. Indians trail by 10 with 3:04 to go here.
Pete Judy at the line. Got the first one. Bounces the ball. Puts it up there. And it's good.
And that's Peyton's 17th point, 18th point, 9-point game.
Peyton will go out while the Indians are on defense.
Next foul by the Indians. Sahander will be shooting double bonus.
Down comes Breening with it. He's been playing with four fouls here in the second half. Parker Link out front. He'll drive to the hole.
Oh, my.
And he missed the layup. Missed the layup. Rebound. Fort Recovery. Getting the rebound there for the Indians was Clayton Pearson.
Wide open layup. He had a great drive and missed it. Cade Wendell in and then bucket for Cade. Cade got four and a timeout.
It's a seven-point game. 51 to 44.
Indians still have some life here. They got one timeout left, I believe, or two. And they're going to take a full timeout. 51-44.
Yeah. 2:37 remaining. We're down by seven. 51 to 44. We'll be back, folks. Right after this.
Just look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Do you have your flu shot, sir?
No, I did not get one this year. Don't hex me.
Here's full court press for Fort Recovery. St. Henry's able to break it. 51 to 44, Indians down by seven, and time is running out. 2:20 to go.
St. Henry goes four corners here on the Indians and trying to run this thing out.
Breening double teamed.
There's a great trap. Get it.
And timeout for St. Henry.
So they will use their second timeout. They got one left.
Apparently it's a full timeout.
I'm going to guess St. Henry at this point is not going to shoot anything but a layup at this point.
We shall return in just a moment. Right after we pause for this message from K&L Tractor Sales and Service.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, for those fans who may have just tuned in, Jeff, kind of recap the game so far.
Yeah, you know, Indians dominated the first half, leading 29-17, and this second half has just been all Redskins. I mean, Tyler Schlarman, you know, he's put his team on his back right here, and like I said, kid is the ultimate competitor. I love his game. I love how hard he plays, and right now, it's been advantage him.
27 points for Tyler Schlarman, mostly in the second half here.
Yeah, at halftime he had 7 points, but he was 3 of 8 from the floor, and he's been on fire this second half.
Grant Konapke just got called for a foul, so that will put Ryan Breening to the free throw line.
Breening will be shooting two. That put the Redskins in double bonus.
2:03 to go in the game here. Can the Indians pull off a miracle?
Well, they need
still some
help. Within reach. They need to miss some more free throws like he just did right there. So
Ryan Breening missed the first one.
They have not been real solid from the foul line. So, you know, at this last 2 minutes, I imagine they're going to be fouled a lot.
Ryan Breening again. It is no good again.
I would foul him every time he touches it. I think he's 0-for on tonight.
Peyton Judy with a three, missed it. Rebound, Tyler Schlarman.
Peyton just can't get back on track. And there's Schlarman with the assist and a missed dunk by Niekamp. Coach has to be livid that he tried to dunk it.
Zach Niekamp missed the dunk. Here's Peyton Judy putting it up and
no good
in and out. Rebound comes to St. Henry. They still lead 51-44.
And
there's a foul on Grant Konapke.
I'm glad they didn't call an intentional there. They just called a common. And
foul on Grant Konapke.
Coach Rosenbeck probably just looked back to his dad, Niekamp's dad, and said, good thing he got that offense or rebound down there.
At the free throw line now is Zach Niekamp for St. Henry. He's a pretty good free thrower, I think. It is up there, and it is good.
Yeah, I think, right now you got to foul Caden Niekamp if he's in there, and Braining, I believe. It looks like neither of them have shot it well
and
from the line.
They're both in there right
now. Yeah.
Got it again.
I think Niekamp's made all four of his this half.
And Zach Niekamp hitting those free throws. 53-44, Cade Wendell on the left. Derek Judy there is a shot by Braun. No good on the three. Rebound.
Ballin.
Oh, we should
get him, too.
Had the opportunity.
I'd foul Braining, too.
Not doing it.
Nope, and now they're getting it to Zach Niekamp.
Underneath for St. Henry.
Wow.
Good.
That's pretty much, I think, going to do it, unfortunately.
Devin Hillskamp on the reverse layup for St. Henry. Here's Peyton Judy on a three. No good. Rebound comes to Tyler Swarman for St. Henry. This game is over.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. You know, the Indians played so well in the first half, and second half has been a totally different story. And, you know, ever since Peyton picked up his fourth foul, he's not made a shot.
55-44, the Indians trailing by 11, believe it or not, after we led by how much at halftime?
12 at halftime.
Here, Swarman has a ball knocked out of bounds by Peyton Judy.
Yeah, and halftime lead was 29-17 and had some opportunities to make it even bigger. And unfortunately, you know, this second half has not been a good one. Lob in, that's going to be a foul on Derek Judy. Yep. The Redskins right now are saying, we're going to keep scoring on you.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast, fans. Not the outcome, maybe, if you're a Fort Recovery fan, but it's a nice game. Unfortunately, just too much St. Henry in the second half. And it's good.
And that's Niekamp's seventh point. And I think majority of them all been in the second half.
Zach Niekamp. He'll put it up and get it again. We missed an opportunity down here when we could have fouled Caden Niekamp. And
we didn't
do it. Peyton Judy on the left to Ryan Braun.
Tell you what, St. Henry definitely picked up their defense the second half, and there's a three ball by Peyton Judy that's just going to be a little too late.
That's about 23 feet away. 57-47, St. Henry with the ball. 26 seconds to go. Tyler Swarman with it. And timeouts called by St. Henry. I don't know why. Why would you call timeout there? I have no idea. 57-47, St. Henry with the timeout and leading by 10. I don't think the officials would. I don't think they have any love lost for Fort Recovery right here. We'll keep it right here. Thanks again to the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, if you have a project you have in mind, they'd be happy to design that project for you. And then they can provide you with the quality building materials to build the project. Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving the area for over 100 years. Fort Recovery Lumber Company. And remember, they have those great Anderson energy-saving windows and doors at Fort Recovery Lumber. Here's St. Henry with the inbounds pass, and Peyton Judy kicks the ball out of bounds.
Hit Mark Long right in the face.
Great guy, Mark Long is.
Yeah, he is. Great friend.
Here's Ryan Braining with the ball, and he's fouled by Cade Wendell. 16 seconds to go. Braining at the line. Well, we'll see if your theory was right here. We'll see if he can hit these free throws.
He's going to mess them.
Ryan Braining steps up there. He's been playing the whole second half with four fouls.
He actually had, was it the whole second half?
Well,
I know he
almost
had three. As I say, I know he had three. Larman's going to come out of the game. And tell you what, that young man deserves the game ball, if you ask me. He just put his team on his back.
It is good again.
And he made both.
Actually, he only has three fouls. You were right.
I thought they were all early. I mean, they're at half.
Peyton Judy with the ball. Can't find the shot. down to 8 seconds. Ryan Braun back to Judy. Judy fires a three. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Cade Wendell. He will just hang on to the ball, and that's the game.
So the Indians lose 59-47. Tough loss for the Indians. Like I said, this place is always somewhere tough to come in and play. So, unfortunately for the Indians, they fall on the road by 12.
That's why it was amazing that they had the big lead at halftime. But didn't last, and Fort Recovery led actually going into the fourth quarter, I believe, and lost the game by 12, 59-47. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment. Don't go away. Jeff Vaughn, Rob Weaver here at St. Henry High School.
Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Christmas season has come and gone so quickly, and in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers, to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature, or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery. Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
And don't forget, fans, you'll find a Pack-A-Sack in good old Fort Recovery, Ohio. Pack-A-Sack. Now let's go over to Jeff Vaughn with the final.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want you to read these or not.
Final stats for the Indians tonight. Unfortunately, you know, fall the short end of the stick, 59-47. For the Indians, they were led by Peyton Judy with 21. Ryan Braun had 13. Noah Leonard's 4. Cade Wendell, 4. Grant Kanapke, 3. Clay Schmitz, 2. They were led in rebounding by Noah Leonard with 7. Ryan Braun had 8. Noah Leonard, 7. Cade Wendell and Grant Kanapke both had 5. Indians shoot 16 of 38 for 42% from two-point range, 3 of 13 for 23% from three-point, 12 of 18 from the foul line for 66%.
What was our two-point percentage?
42%, okay. So not bad. We shot 56 first half or 52. For St. Henry, they shot 19 of 52 for 36% from 2, 7 of 24 for 29% from 3, and 14 of 23 from the foul line for 60%. Looking at these statistics, Tyler Schlarman, the second half, was 6 of 8 from the floor, and they were all threes.
Wow.
He had 6 threes in the second half. He shot 60% from the three-point line, 6 of 10.
Well, he was absolutely on fire
there
for a while.
And he also led them in rebounds with 7. He had a total of 27. Caden Niekamp with a nice game off the bench had 11, and Zach Niekamp had 8. So, Indians turn it over 13 times, St. Henry 4 times. Indians out-rebound St. Henry 34-26, but unfortunately not a very good second half for the Indians, and they fall here at St. Henry Middle School 59-47, again led by Peyton Judy with 21.
Yeah, really disappointing. You might run down the JV game real quickly there.
The JV game, Indians lose 64-41. Congrats to Mark Long on his win. Regan Martin had 9 points. Brian Benn had 8 points, 6 rebounds. Gavin Toedy, 4 points. Kobe Wendell, 3 points. Ryan Post, 3 points. Dylan Evers, 2 points. Derek Lochtefeld, 6. Ian Holman, 3. And Owen Shane had 1. And again, the Indians fall 64-41. Indians are back in action tomorrow night, I believe, with Hall of Fame night against Sidney Lane or
Lincoln View. Yes, and again, we won't be able to bring you that game on the radio, but you can hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow evening. You going to be doing that game?
Yeah, I imagine I will be with Reese, I'm thinking.
And again, Greg Colleague will be inducted into the Hall of Fame tomorrow evening, along with Christy Reisner also. She'll be there as well. Those are the two inductees into the Hall of Fame tomorrow evening. We encourage you folks to go on out. That'll be between the junior varsity and the varsity game tomorrow night. Again, Christy Reisner-Diller and Greg Colleague inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame. Well, we'll let you go.
I'll
hang around here a little bit, see if Coach Bayshore comes by, but thanks so much.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow at the girls' game.
Yes, we'll be there, and we'll have the girls' game on the radio tomorrow afternoon. Fort Recovery and Van Wert. You guys have had a nice year this year.
Yeah, we're coming along pretty well. Girls had a really nice win last night against St. Henry. Close game at halftime, and third quarter was a huge one. Indians, we end up winning by about 29, so very good night.
Poured it on in the second half.
Yeah, Carly Stone played real well. We had 4 girls in double figures, and you know, it was one of the best performances we've had in a while, and I was really proud of the ladies of how well they executed things.
Hey, we'll let you go. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
Jeff Vaughn there. Again, the Indians fall to St. Henry tonight after a nice first half, leading again by 12 points at halftime, but it got away from us. And the final score, 59-47. St. Henry wins. We'll return in a moment and see if the coach is going to be out. If he is, we'll have him on here. If not, we'll send it back to the studios. But I'll return here in just a moment.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at St. Henry, I'm Rob Weaver. Again, Jeff Vaughn joined us. Thanks to our studio producers. Once again, at the radio station, Derek Manson and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Reese Rogers is here for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Looks like Coach Bayshore is coming out, so we'll see if we can get him on the air here. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon we'll have the girls' game for you for Fort Recovery and Van Wert. Tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 will be the varsity game. The JV game will start at 12 noon. Again, you can hear the Van Wert Fort Recovery girls game on both FortRecoveryRadio.com and also on WPGW. And then tomorrow night, the Hall of Fame game with Lincoln View, that's going to be on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And we will not be able to be there for that one as Jay County has a commitment tomorrow night. So again, Coach Bayshore, we're not sure if he's going to be coming over or not. He's making his way over here. We'll see if he can. That, other things on his mind, I think, right now, which I don't really blame him, I guess. Is he going to come up? Is he going to come up, you think? Okay. So we'll have Coach Bayshore up in a moment here. While we're waiting, we'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. Well, he's coming here right now, so we'll get him on right now. Getting the headsets here. Once again, joining us here along the court side is Mike Bayshore, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Tough one there, Coach. Boy, wonderful first half, and then the wheels kind of fell off.
Yeah, usually it's the second quarter that does us in. Tonight it was the third. You know, credit to Carmen from St. Henry. He had some shots with people in his faces all night, and we couldn't get anything. We just got a little bit, got away from what we did successful in the first half and the second half. We weren't screening as hard to get people open. We weren't being as aggressive going to the basket as we were. You know, it's sometimes it's hard when things aren't going your way to try to toughen up a little bit and get a basket, and we just couldn't get them, and we missed some free throws, you know, and then Petey getting in foul trouble, that didn't help either.
Yeah, number four on Peyton, certainly not a help there. Had to take him out, and he sat out for several minutes. Just couldn't seem to get going when he got back in then.
No, I mean, it's hard. I mean, and they were face guarding him, and we knew that was something that was going to happen. I mean, we just all the momentum got sucked out of us there, and we just couldn't get it back. And when you're playing somebody that shoots like they were tonight in that second half, it's hard to try to turn it back on once it gets turned off. And that we just got outplayed in the second half. That's all there is to it. Hats off to St. Henry. I thought we did everything we wanted to in the first half, and then just we stopped executing on the offensive end in the second half, and it just come back to bite us.
Yeah, perhaps the first half might have been your best half of the year.
I thought so. I thought, you know, we got some nice things. Noah Leonard's had a nice first half, got some rebounds, you know, but it's just we couldn't, you know, the Sorning kid had three fouls, and we were trying to take it at him in the second, in the third quarter. We couldn't get the fourth one. Couldn't get him to get the fourth one on him, and then he just went off. I mean, and like I said, Bronny was running through screen after screen, he got hit in the mouth like four times tonight. But I mean, the kid was making shots with hands in his face. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, he was red hot there. I think Jeff said he was 6 of 8 in the second half, and they were all three-pointers.
I didn't even know he missed, so.
I tell you, one kid that kind of hurt you, I thought tonight, before Slarman could get going, was the Caden Niekamp boy, this big 6'6 kid.
Yeah, I mean, he got a couple of three-point plays that maybe, I'm not sure, you know, but I don't know. We could have done a better job of fronting him. I mean, it's just his size was just so much bigger with what we were trying to do on the other end of on the floor. I mean, it is what it is. It's nothing to be. I mean, you could look back at 20 different things we didn't do right in that second half.
Well, the final score is not indicative of the game, that's for sure. And, Coach, again, super effort in the first half, and two bad things went sour for us in the second half, but that's kind of what happens when you come over here to St. Henry, it seems like. So one of these days that will change, and good luck tomorrow night. Nice night of Hall of Fame night tomorrow night. And Lincoln View, what about Lincoln View? What do you expect from them?
They're going to run you off screen after screen after screen, and they're going to shoot a lot of threes, and they're not bad at shooting those threes. You know, we played them during the summer. They're going to get after it. I mean, we know that going in. We've got to find a way to play four quarters and not just when we get punched in the mouth, so to speak, to just kind of – we kind of cave in a little bit. We've got to find a way to fight through that. I mean, we've had that every single game. And our schedule's a lot tougher now than it was early on, and we're not going to be able to do that because what happened tonight's going to happen every time.
Well, Mike, hey, thanks for coming up afterwards. Yep. Tough loss tonight, and wish you the best tomorrow.
Thank you.
Mike Bayshore, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, as the Indians lose a tough one tonight to the St. Henry Redskins. As, again, he wiped the score off the board. I think it was 59-47 was the final score of that game. Again, we'll have the girls' game tomorrow afternoon for you on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. So tune in for that at 1:30. Fort Recovery hosting Van Wert at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And don't forget to attend that Hall of Fame game tomorrow night and support those two nice young people who will be inducted. Christy Reese.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.